Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
You went up.
You went up. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of
No Need for Apologies.
I'm Monroe Martin.
And I'm Derek Gaines.
And we back with another episode
for your stankin' asses.
And we just like saying that shit. We don't know why, but niggas' asses stink. Niggas, Christina?
People's asses stink. Girls' asses stink.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We got Christina Hutchison in the building.
One half of the crazy popular, wonderfully raw and brutally honest Guys We Fuck podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great, I was on it. I did, I think, some of y'all first episodes, right?
Yeah.
I talked about
your episode
M&M.
Was called You Put an M&M Up Your Butt?
Not my butt.
She put an M&M up her butt. There's something about M&M.
I put an M&M in her butt and then I
ate it.
Sucked it out.
Yeah.
You're a teenager or you're in your 20s?
In my 20s.
Okay.
Freaky 20s. Shit, like she could have definitely got a yeast infection or something. Now that I really think
about that. Because of chocolate and candy coating, yeah.
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 Definitely raise her pH balance.
Fucking candy coating her ass.
And I had fun. That was good.
You were great.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very open, very vulnerable. I'm like the past is the past.
Nigga, we know.
Yeah. Nigga, why? Why? Why are you angry?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just saying we know.
Oh.
We know you did. I remember we started the Chris benefit at the cellar. You started with ass jokes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, we did. We went straight to ass jokes. Like, you ever eat ass? Like, we hosted.
Yeah.
That's what people host.
That was the first question you asked the audience.
Hey, Derek, good to see y'all.
Yo,
this
you
is
eat
the
ass?
Benefit for my nigga Chris. Yeah. Derek, you eat ass?
Yeah, why not?
It was fun. Well, we got out of it. I'm not saying it was fun. It was well played.
It was
do
fun.
You?
It was...
I swiped one and it was very tangy. So now I'm like,
oh, yeah, one bad experience can soil it for you.
It was very tangy. I was like,
to swipe one.
I'm just
laughing at the whole, because the visual to me is Derek going like this.
Yeah, I don't know if he really even tried.
Like he's like, like somebody was like, taste this real quick.
Because, you know, I don't know.
Did you want to do it or?
Did she want
you to do it?
No, I didn't. It was in the heat of the moment, and then the moment got soured. I was a little too tangy. I didn't think it was going to be tangy.
I didn't know.
Like, it didn't taste
it
like
shit.
Like,
it tastes like anything.
But it was tangy. I was like, man, she's not fresh, fresh.
Damn.
Ah, that's a bummer.
It shouldn't be tangy, though. It should just
tangy.
Be
should
regular.
Get your head. Get your right. Nigga, it was like A1 steak sauce. It's fucking strange. I was like, is that horseradish in her ass? Oh, no. Very tangy. You remember that commercial? Get your head. Get your right head. Goddamn A1 ass.
Oh. You got to give a heads up so that the girl can make sure it's clean.
Absolutely, Chris.
Yeah. So,
wait, you're supposed to tell a girl you're going to eat her ass?
Get in the shower, girl, because things might get a little strange.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I just know. When the guy goes to lick it sometimes, and I'm like, can you not? I just don't know. You know
so
what I mean?
Nice. That is so
I would
courteous.
Never want someone to
that
experience
is
that.
Courtesy.
That's yeah. So funny.
Did
yeah.
you be like, you know, I
because I've been
care.
There. Yeah, I've
You've been there.
There. I've tanked. I've tasted and it wasn't good.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
and these
not
dudes
fun.
Expect girls to do the shit they be doing on the little videos and stuff. You got to shower thoroughly, nigga.
Yeah.
You got to take
Wait, you tasted tangy
before?
Ass?
Yeah, one time.
I feel like all dudes' asses would be tangy. Like, no matter how many, I like, look, I'm a wash. I use Dr. Bronner's. Now I switched over to Loxetane. How do you say it?
What's that?
Loxetane.
My
mom used
Loxetane. Oh, yeah. That with the L and the apostrophe.
Yeah. Apostrophe
the
money.
Yellow, yeah.
Nigga, I'm on the fancy shit down.
I didn't even know they made body soap.
Yeah, they make everything. And my wife, she loves using it, so I'm like doing it. But I know, I know myself. I sweat a lot. And like, three steps for me, I know my ass is back to Tangy.
Three steps.
But do you use those wipes?
Fast walk to the train, nigga. You trying to climb them steps to the seven? And exactly. You're not fresh no more after you.
Get those wipes. Do you use those wipes?
I got a tushy now.
What's that? Oh, it's like a bidet.
The bidet. You don't
I've
have
never
that?
Used a bidet.
Get wow.
It. Really?
Christina.
Change.
Really?
Your life.
He used
wow.
it. And he came out of there. He came out of the bathroom like, well,
like, you know what? You know how I knew it was different? Like, my drawers felt different. Like, the swipe was like, oh, this is the rub is nice. You go,
dude,
okay.
When you, the wipe is cleaner.
The rub is nice, right?
The wipe
nice
is
rub.
More like a
I don't know.
I've
never done
dry.
It.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like you wiped your ass with
because
alpaca.
You ever
nice.
Go to, like, wipe your ass, and it just it takes forever.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah,
like,
man.
Ugh.
The check, blood.
Check.
Until it's a little blood, like a little, that's,
you're doing
my
too
grandma
hard.
Taught me to,
yeah.
See, this is how I know I'm fucked up.
She was like,
Nana
if you
said,
ain't
you
bleeding.
Wipe until you see a little red. I was like, God damn.
Until your ass
because
is irritated.
You don't want no breath. Because you know, I don't like washing these
yeah.
streaks out of your drawers.
Yeah.
Wipe until you see red or it's absolutely clear.
That's
and that's
a good
and
rule.
I was trained like that.
Mm-hmm. That was a good rule.
Mm-hmm. Wipe until your ass is irritated. Until your ass is like, yo,
yeah.
calm the fuck down.
It kind of like, it's a little chafed.
Now the tushy, you hook it up to your regular toilet?
Yeah, so there's two tushies. We have like the, but I like
they're
saying
so
that.
Cute.
So, so there are.
You're
there's
adorable.
Two tushies.
Okay, go ahead.
There's the higher end one, which you have to like plug it up to your sink. So your sink and your toilet have to be next to each other.
Okay.
And then you get the hot and cold and then all that shit. Ooh. And then you have the one that I have, which you screw into the toilet seat and then you plug into the system where your water comes from.
Pipe, yeah.
The pipe. And but you only get like cold.
Oh.
But you can
that's
control
refreshing.
The pressure. You can control how hard air is. And
which
then you
one's
can go
better?
Front to back.
Temperature or pressure?
For me, pressure. Because, like, you know, like, sometimes.
Because if it's just, it's like, it was like that's not gonna do
nah, I want that fucking fire hole.
Yeah.
I want that civil rights fucking, like, give me that civil rights wash, baby. Like that hose they use when you get locked up.
Oh,
that's
no.
The fuck you need.
No, when they got, like, no, when that hose they use when you like get into like toxic waste and such, and they gotta hose you down like that. The chemical
that
the chemical pressure.
Chemical wash.
Yeah. Look at you.
Christina's from Philly.
Yeah.
Philly.
And at first I was surprised, and then I'm like, the more I got to know you, I'm like, oh yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
No, I listen to a comedy.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like,
some Philly
oh, she's
shit
from
right
Philly.
There.
Yeah.
I've seen a murder at the comedy cellar, by the way.
Yeah.
But I was like, when I was listening to your set, I was like, yeah, she's raw. That's,
yeah.
That's, that's not New York energy right there.
No.
Bro.
No. Yeah. No, I didn't start in Philly. I started here. But,
okay.
But yeah.
But it's in you.
Yeah.
And you can't get rid of it. I feel like we carry ourselves differently. Like most people go, damn, man, y'all raw. Or like, damn, you dark. It's like, no, we just, like, life is different growing up
yeah.
there. So the shit that we're like y'all are soft about, we're not. We're like,
yeah.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't feel, yeah, yeah, it just doesn't feel raw. It just,
yeah,
it is.
It is that. It's how you speak.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love Philly audiences. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
My first major bomb was in, my first, like, the worst bomb of my life was in Philly. Two Ray Gordon put me up at the Laugh House.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Talk about it, because that's
where
I'm from.
Where the fuck
was
I?
So
where the
bad.
Fuck was I?
It was the most embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was one of the most embarrassing nights of my life.
Yeah.
Because I went, you know how you got to go, I used to hang out at the Olive Tree, I still do, but Olive Tree, and then you go to the bathroom, you got to go through the club.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I was going through the club, I was 2 years into comedy.
Yeah.
This was so long ago. And, Dave Attell and Jeff Ross were roasting audience members, and I just walked by to go to the bathroom, and Jeff Ross was like, hey, who are you? And I was like, me?
This at the Laugh House?
No, this was at the Comedy Cellar.
Okay,
this
okay.
is how I
got it.
Yeah. Wait.
And Touré was hosting that night, and they pulled me on stage, and they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a comedian. And they're like, oh, really? Tell us a joke then. And I'm like, oh, I want to kill myself. And I tried to tell a joke, and then Dave was like, guys, it's hard up here, okay?
Yeah.
It was just not going well.
Yeah.
And then Jeff Ross was like, you should just kill yourself. You're really bad. And then afterwards, Touré was like, hey, I thought you had something. Like, here's my number. Hit me up. Come to a Saturday at the Laugh House.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, I heard. Yeah, I know.
Oh, shit.
I know. There's a legendary club. I've heard about this club. I've never performed at this club.
I know.
Saturdays at the Laugh House. Maybe.
Yes.
It's about to get so worse.
Okay.
So I get there. I'm so nervous. Sold out crowd.
Oh.
Of course.
And is he headlining or are you featuring?
I'm just a part of a lineup of comics.
You got a G-spot.
Yeah.
And Trey's like, you're going to be first. I'm like, oh, who's hosting?
Him?
I forget. No, he wasn't hosting. Oh, okay. I forget who was hosting. But whoever was hosting got on stage, warmed the crowd up, was crushing. And then there was, he's like, hey, DJ, give me a beat. And this DJ puts on his beat and he freestyles for like 10 minutes. And it's fucking incredible.
Who is that? Who the fuck is that?
It was so good. It was so good.
Who?
And I don't know who.
You
got to
understand, we came from this.
Yeah, I don't remember his name. I was so embarrassed that I blacked a lot of it out. Because
we were still in Philly then. I would have still been living in Philly around that time.
Remember what year it was?
It's 2000.
I moved in.
13?
No, then.
I was gone.
I was gone too. I moved here in 2010.
Yeah, so I was gone. So this, I didn't know about this then. Okay, this is right around the end of it then.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So I'm backstage and I'm like, all right, because I like wrote my set on my hand because mm-hmm. I don't even know what my bits were, but they were so bad. I'm like, okay, I could do what I wrote on my hand, or I could rap. And I was like, huh. And then the host goes to introduce me. He goes, please get up for your mate. And then he called me the N-word. And he's like, you've seen her on MTV, VH1, Comedy Central. Never been on any of that. And he's like, Christina Hutchinson. The crowd's going nuts. And I come out. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like, hey, guys, I can rap too. And they're like looking at me just like shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
and I go, hey, DJ, give me a beat. And the DJ's like, are you sure?
DJ, get down.
It's probably get down.
It's probably get down
he
going.
Put a beat on, and it took me like a minute to come in because I had written the thing a while ago. It was the worst. Touré didn't even look me in the eye.
Oh, shit. Hold on, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
He's gonna use the tissue.
He didn't even look me in the eye afterwards, and I was like, "That makes sense. Yeah, that wasn't great. That wasn't great. That wasn't. That was so embarrassing."
You didn't do jokes the rest of the time.
I did. After I was like, I managed to dig myself out of a very deep trench.
Wow.
But not like I obviously didn't do well.
If two didn't look you in the eye, it was bad. Yeah, he just ignored you. He just went. Mm.
Yep. God damn. I deserved that. And I was like, I'll never again do that bad on stage. Like, and that was a lesson in like, don't fucking cater. Do your act. Yeah. Do your act.
Your act is the act will always save you.
Yeah. If anybody senses that you're full of shit even a little bit, you'll go down.
Yes.
As you should.
Yeah.
And so, which I like, but oh boy.
What part of Philly are you from?
I was born in Doylestown, and then I lived in Montgomery County.
Wait, did you say Doylestown?
Lansdale area.
No, I'm saying, because I've always said Doylestown, so I'm saying it wrong.
No, I think it's a Philly thing to say Doylestown.
Doylestown.
It's D-O-Y-L-E-S town.
Yeah.
That's where I was born, and then I lived in Lansdale.
I know Lansdale. I know all the areas you're speaking
North
of.
Penn.
Yeah.
That was my high school.
Okay.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to King.
Oh, okay.
I went to Martin Luther King High School. In West Oak Lane.
I had a couple of friends who went there. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah. Because we did this.
He was hanging out with some.
Yeah. Well, we did.
Many people.
We did a program. What the fuck? We did a. Oh, God, I forget. It was like
a volunteer program. After school programs.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, I did theater a bunch, but then we did these volunteer things where they would get just a bunch of high schools to go to like a play, like an old folks home or something, and there was a lot of.
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 31.
I think we probably did the same thing.
Really?
You go to, was the old folks home out
in Philly?
Like, yeah, it was in Philly, but it was out in there like Manayunk and all these nice homes and shit.
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah, and then
I think
we
did the same one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay, I graduated high school in 2006.
I graduated high school in 04.
I graduated high school.
But they had people, but it didn't matter the grade, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just various high schools going to volunteer with that.
We probably did the same thing. We're trying to realize if we did if we volunteered at the same old folks home.
Yeah.
Because it's near Jefferson. You know what I'm talking about? Jefferson Hospital or Jefferson College or whatever it is. It's around there.
Yeah. Definitely by Manayunk. Yeah. There's Manayunk ones. There's ones by Cherry Hill. Not in Cherry because it wasn't Jersey. Yeah. But yeah.
All right, so we probably helped the same old people.
That's fun.
The cross paths thing.
Oh, shit, look. Oh, my God. We were destined to be friends.
Say that dumb shit. Yeah, please.
That's so sweet.
Everybody says that shit. Like, every time somebody is... I knew that it would come full circle and...
But do you ever have those moments though where you're like, whoa, what? You were there. You were. My mom met my dad in Florida. They were 9 years apart, and she got ran over by a truck, and then they met each other the next day.
She's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Barely,
she a soldier.
But she in there. Yeah. And
is everything okay with her? Sorry to keep digging.
No, but. She's got a lot of medical problems. But
Jesus.
She can walk and shit?
She can walk, yeah. She was 18. Got ran over by a truck. She was on the beach. She was sleeping on the beach. So, like, the truck ran over her arm.
That's
but
wild.
It went, you know, the sand is kind of, it's soft. So
thank
it's
God
not
for
like,
sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, my mom and dad met. He was stationed in, he was in the Navy in Florida. Yeah. They're both from Jersey. And then they found out on their second date that my mom's mom was my dad's Sunday school teacher in Jersey.
Damn.
Wow.
And they met in Florida.
Look at God.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But that shit, I love that kind of shit.
This motherfucker, he hates it because like most of the places, like Philly is like so small, but most of the places that he hung out, I hung out too.
We'd be on
the opposite side of the club.
Place.
Yeah, same place, same time. So he hates it.
And then
why?
And then we start telling jokes. It was like, no, because that fate and destiny thing, because everybody does it. If you could have, and imagine if, and I'm like, yeah, all right. But yeah, it's but it's still dope that
it's
we
cool.
were on opposite sides of the fucking, and it was like a seedy place. It was called The Gathering.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this
he
is,
would dance, and I would go there just to try to pick up chicks.
Yeah, but there wasn't that many chicks watching the breakdance because niggas was dirty, like they sweating, carrying
yo,
on.
Yo, these niggas be having stretched out tees and shit, spinning on their head.
Gallons of water.
Yo.
Right? And I'm one of these guys. And I was like, I was the guy that talked the most shit, but I was a popper, and I was good. And everybody was like, oh, that's KDI.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was set it off was he saw me there.
Yeah.
And then him and his boy saw me at the comedy club. Ain't that dancing motherfucker?
Yep.
And then his boy was like, yo, you probably funnier than him.
And that's what made me be comedy. That's what made me be like, all right, I'm going to really do this shit. Because he was like, you funnier than this nigga. Yeah. And I wasn't, though. Because he was killing. Like, the one thing you didn't want to do in Philly coming up as an open micer was go after Derek because he had energy. And everybody fucking liked him. They called him all time's favorite. Everybody fucking liked Derek. So Derek would
beloved.
Go up there and be like, in the beans, in the fire.
And it was just a lot of noises.
And the people were like, yes. And then I'm going up there.
You didn't say words?
Yep, I swear to God.
I said word, but it was way more sounds.
Dude.
There's a lot of movements and shit. There's a lot of from dancing. A lot of dancing.
Oh, that's so
but
funny.
If you dance and talk at the same time, Philly motherfuckers go wild.
Dude, they love it. And then I go up there with my fucking... I'm just standing in one spot, blah, 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 blah. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about?
The boy that ran
get him back
for
on.
20 minutes.
Yo, no, that Nike joke was funny. I don't give a fuck how much people make fun of
this.
He did a joke where he runs in place for at least 5 minutes
straight. Whoa, that's commitment.
Yo.
It was one of my mom's favorite jokes. In regular speed. Because it was a commercial.
Yeah. Just do
and
it.
It was me jumping hurdles and... getting chased. It was wild.
That's a great act out.
Yeah,
yo,
he
like,
I love act
into
out.
That shit. And
wow.
I remember you did it at a Def Jam audition.
And it bombed.
Really?
Yo, like, all right, this is only for the visual. If you listen to the podcast, please start watching our YouTube videos because we wear nice shit. We got a nice looking guest. I fucking comb my hair sometime. Like, watch the fucking videos.
Just a nice little pair up.
Woo, woo,
yeah.
Woo,
nice little pair woo, up.
Thank you.
It's nice
so,
good for you, man. I taught you well. I'm proud of my swag. You inherited pretty much all my swag because you know what to do now. Like, I haven't seen you fucked up since at least two years.
Even if it's like, I'm like, because I haven't really bought clothes in a long time, but like the shit that I still have, I'm like, all right, I can match this with this and this. So Derek did a Def Jam audition. I think it was your second one.
Yeah, probably.
I never got the opportunity to audition because they didn't like me. Like, when I say the Laugh House didn't like me, because I was
smart nigga.
I wasn't smart.
Who doesn't like you?
They just would say that. So the owner of the Laugh House thought I was like kind of white boyish.
Oh.
Like a white boy type of comic.
Okay.
Because I didn't be like, and the motherfucker whipped his dick out. The bitches do what?
And then
I didn't do
to wear khakis on stage.
I used to wear
khakis.
With a fucking, like a fucking Calvin Klein.
Oh.
With a brown belt.
With a brown belt. Like,
oh, Monroe, that's so cute.
Oh, so terrible, right?
Oh, man.
So terrible.
This nigga's a paraprofessional.
With a Calvin
Klein.
Dude, sweater vest with the shirt underneath with some Aldo shoes on. So they did not like me. Dude, my sister. Danae used to be like, this nigga Oreo. Like, everybody would be like, you white? And I'm like, I'm not. I just like try to look clean. So I could never get one of those auditions. So this is Derek's, I think, like second one, or maybe first one,
first,
or whatever.
Second one, whatever.
So Derek is like in the middle of the show. They give him a primetime spot because they love Derek. And that's the one that they're banking on. There's so many other people on the show.
Two-Ray got that one.
Yeah. But he got it. He got it.
But that night.
Like, they were like, yo, the people that's going to go is Two, Spank, and Derek. Like, they're like, we going to set all these motherfuckers up. So Derek's killing up top, right?
Killing up top.
Killing. Like, me and Chris Cotton are in the back. Chris Cotton is just hating. This nigga just hating.
Because he bombed before.
Because he bombed before and he couldn't get another audition. He fucking just ate a dick. And he had his whole family there and everything. So Chris was in the back just hating, like, this nigga. Oh, he about to do that joke. He always spelling shit, right? So
yeah, because I did acronym jokes.
Dude.
So many goddamn acronym
so
jokes.
So Derek gets to this. He's feeling himself. He like, all right, I'm about to dismount these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can see it. He's like, yo, you know, you ever watch these commercials and blah, 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 and this and the third. He goes, I got a commercial, you know? So it's a night. He's like, it's a commercial. Dude wakes up late. He got like a job interview or something.
I don't believe you remember this shit.
He goes to the bus stop. And as he's getting to the bus stop, he sees the bus start to pull off. And he's like, hey, hey. So he picks up a little speed. Hey. Up a little bit more speed. Hey, hey, stop.
And then
he starts jogging and running. And he's like, you run down the street. You got to jump over an old
hurdles
person.
And the dog.
And hurdles. And the dog starts chasing you. And he fucking jumps over a gate. And you finally get to the bus.
Yeah.
And then he's like, whew, just do it, Nike. And everybody just goes,
oh.
Every comic in the back
yo,
was dying laughing.
But I say,
at the audience's reaction.
Yo,
oh, boy.
It was so like,
Wow. Okay,
we all went, bah!
And you were at the Laugh House?
Yeah.
Why didn't it work that
didn't
time?
Didn't work.
We don't know.
Wow.
Because I think, it just didn't get this group of hood motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, yeah, shit.
He did all that and nah.
They were like,
oh my God.
You can see niggas go, that's it?
Oh my God.
No, that's
so, nigga, okay. We all have like terrible jokes. I had a closer.
Yeah.
Which was my closer, because I'm going to ask you what your closer was.
Okay.
My closer was.
Talk about the draws.
Yep. Yo, so every time a performer goes on stage and people really like them, women usually throw their panties on stage at them. But I'm going to change it up because I appreciate y'all and I love y'all. So I'm going to pick a person to throw my draws on. So I take I take some draws that I bought at the store previously out of my back pocket. I took like a candy bar
and I
rub it in the draws and
beforehand.
I smush it. Yeah.
Oh,
beforehand to make
damn.
It look like poop. And then I take it out and I go, yeah. And I go, yeah, these are my draws. And I throw it at a random person in the audience. And I did that shit at the fucking Helium. I did that shit at Helium. And threw it and somebody moved out the way. And I was like, what the fuck? And they threw, I think the one person threw them back. Because I did that joke so many fucking times. But at Helium, they.
Oh, my God.
Like, when I did that joke, I couldn't get on an open mic for about a year.
There you
go.
Because you got to work your way up at Helium. You start off with 2 minutes. Then it's three, like,
oh,
and
wow.
a half minutes.
No,
then it's
not
5 minutes.
It.
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes.
All-time favorite.
Yeah, it
was,
wasn't like
I was
that
at their first open mic. So
yeah.
Wow.
And I did it in pajama pants. That's
yeah.
Like,
wow.
I was the dude in Philly.
Yeah. They banned me for about a year. And then I started working my way back up because, like, I did
the. I nixed the drawer joke.
Yeah, I got funnier. I would say that. I got a lot funnier, but I, like, would start doing Philly's funniest. I never won, but I would come and, like, I would get far, and then they would just be like, no. So
I got third on Philly's funniest. I got beat by Mike Drucker.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like. He was from New York, so everybody.
Yeah, I was
I gonna
say he's a Philly guy.
Yeah, I was like, he was from New York. I got robbed.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
He's affiliated with Philly, though. People like him. People fuck with him in Philly.
Yeah.
But yeah, what was your closer?
I used to talk about blowjob scenes in porn.
There you go.
And how I would ask a guy like, "You watch porn?" And everyone's like, "He he 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 he," and I ask him what kind of porn he watches, and then I fuck with him a little bit, and then I'm like, "Do you like blowjob scenes in porn?" And usually he's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Why?" And then I say, like, every time I get to the blowjob scene in a porn, I fast forward
because
it just looks like a zombie choking on a log for like 10 minutes. in an 8 minute or in a 12 minute video. Like, that's too much real estate for that activity.
Yeah.
I'm like, so many dudes love that shit. Like, this is what you like, sir? And I'll go right up to him, because I'll pick him in the front row.
Yeah.
And I'll slowly go up above the mic and go for like 10 minutes. And then I'm like, I'm Christina, good night. And it's fun. I like leaving it on an uncomfortable note.
Hey, man, but that's sometimes that's the best angle.
Yeah.
Because they'll remember that. They'd be like, well, who's the white girl that was, no, fake sucker dick on stage? Because white, I've noticed, y'all are just as vulgar as we are.
Yeah.
So y'all humping the stool is the actual microphone. Mm-hmm. Like, black people hump a stool.
Yeah.
We hump the stool. Just, y'all would do everything with the microphone.
I'll put it in my mouth. Yeah, I like talking about gross shit. And I like fucking with male audience members because they're better sports. Guy audience members are really great.
Coming from a girl that's attractive telling jokes, because every girl feels challenged.
Yeah.
They'll be like,
Yeah. Like, ah, you hate me. Okay, sorry. Dude. Like, and I feel bad. Like, I don't even want to, I don't know. I'm easily intimidated by anybody. So,
like,
I used to be. Okay. I'm better at it now, but like,
I think you've been
And, but yeah, I love doing bits that I get to interact with a male audience member because they just.
In front of his girl, if he was with a girl?
Oh, yeah, that's the best. Absolutely. Yeah.
Women audience members are the worst.
Yeah, I got to say, if they are the worst.
I can't. You know it.
Well, when
you know it. You know why you can say it?
Because girls was laughing at me first.
I want you to look. It's fine. They're still the worst.
Okay.
Because
when they get drunk.
Yeah.
Oh,
when a guy gets out of line, security be like, "Yo, get out of here!" Boom. And
it's
you
clean.
Know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
Either he's going to go take it a step far. Maybe like in some cases he'll probably throw something. Or, like, try to fight you, but you're, like, fine. But the problem is no one deals with women, so they can take it a step further.
Yeah.
They don't have women security guards. A guy is not going to touch a woman.
Wow, look at the math on this.
Yeah.
No, keep going.
A guy is not going to touch a woman.
We've kicked men out of our shows. We've kicked women out of our shows before, Corinne and I.
Yeah.
And it's the women that are – it's the biggest problem. And that's one of the reasons, because the second the bouncer is like, you need to leave, she's like, don't touch me.
Don't
like,
fucking touch me.
Shut the fuck up.
There's no one there to check them.
Yeah.
So they can take it a step above. They can take it a step further. When they heckle, if you say something back, they can get easily offended. They can get like, it's very limited on what you can say to them. A dude, you're like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, beat it. Get out of here.
Yeah, and he's like, okay.
All right, whatever. I hate the show anyway. You say that to a woman.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, y'all.
Yeah.
They're
a lot
the best
of great...
and the worst.
Yeah.
They're the best because they buy tickets.
Yep.
Guys only buy tickets if women are there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I hate a show with all dudes.
Oh, I can't
and I'm
say
mad,
so
I'm not even hitting on nobody, but I'm like, I don't want to see a bunch of niggas
on
the audience.
You never just want your audience to be one kind of anything.
Ever.
Yeah.
Even if I've done all woman shows.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I still feel more comfortable.
Yeah. Really? Really?
Because I just like, because I know what I smell like. I know what I look like.
Right.
I'm at least getting half the crowd.
I got
half of y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
The other half either just don't like me, you don't like what I'm saying, or you know, oh, that's one of them pretty boy motherfuckers.
Right.
I've gotten handsome shamed by women all the time.
Right,
I didn't
think
he was going to be funny at all. Why? Because your jacket and your hair.
Yeah, because you dress nice or whatever. Yeah.
So yeah, but if a you dude, a bunch of dudes, and you'd be like, because I'd be like, dude, race material. So if it's a bunch of dudes, especially not black dudes, it's like I feel like I'm gonna rile these goofy motherfuckers up and make them think that I'm cool with the fuck they do. So I'm like, nah, I need vaginal inspiration.
Yeah, you need a balance. I get it.
For sure. There definitely should be a balance.
But when it comes to rowdier crowds, I shouldn't say women are the worst audience members. Y'all are the worst when it comes to getting rowdy and who starts to heckle. Because it should be a mix. But when it comes to rowdiness, women can go further because there's nobody.
No one's told them
no a lot of times. Even with superstars, they don't get women bouncers. Like, when I finally become big, I'm getting a woman bouncer.
Nice.
I'm going to get like a Ronda Rousey who can knock a nigga out and also rear naked choke hold a woman.
On bar. Just give a quick on bar.
Anytime I've had a problem with an audience member, like, and I've really gotten pissed, it's always been a young drunk chick.
Yep.
Always.
Yeah.
It's like, your ego is so fucking nasty.
You ever see Joffrey? You ever see Godfrey like handle him? He'll say the same thing. He'll be like, "Oh, it's always one of you."
Yeah.
Because they know nobody's going to say shit to you.
Yeah.
And then he'll freaking see their brain. I've seen
Godfrey turn
people guilt on themselves.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
You'd be like, God damn.
Bro.
Now, to be honest with you, I don't like the polite heckler. That's just the ones screaming out and telling you, no, no. The ones that be like, you're so good, man. Keep it up.
People do that?
And they be saying great shit just at the wrong time.
You don't need a dad, yo.
I'll be like, oh, I'm trying to get this joke out. Stop telling me I'm good. Yo, man, it's all love, bro. Stop yelling.
No.
It's all love. I was in Vancouver. Just a bunch of motherfucking happy people going, yeah, man, it's the truth.
You ever been there yet?
Yes, I have. One of our worst shows is in Vancouver.
You're really? Good. You're cool, man.
What made it worse? What made it terrible?
Well, Corinne and I, when we tour, we do interactive, a lot of interactive stuff in addition to stand-up. And so the dudes were the problem that night. There's three. We do this dating game, and these dudes came up on three couples came up, and the dudes were wasted, and they were just taking things and throwing it at Corinne. And I was like, oh, what? Like, and Corinne doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
and she goes, get off right now. And she like ended the segment early. It was awkward and uncomfortable. And she's like, I don't give a flying fuck. We're leaving Christina. I was like, okay, bye.
See you later.
Damn.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck? The bully. That's dope.
What club was
Good
it?
Cop,
are you allowed
cop.
To shout him out?
No, this was a theater. It was a theater. We did a one-off in Vancouver. Yeah. I don't remember what. I remember I had the flu. That was the first time we went on tour and I got the fucking flu.
Still got on stage.
But yeah, I forget what theater it was. I forget. It was like 800 seat.
Hey,
it
wasn't.
Damn.
Sometimes. But you know, people, when they think you fresh shit. Here we go. Yeah. Here you go.
Go ahead.
You want to talk about you do too well in front of a bunch of motherfuckers that don't know the difference?
Yeah.
I'm in Vancouver having a good old time. Some old white man yakking.
Yeah.
Trying to play along. I destroyed him.
Yeah.
I made an example of him. Yeah. I told him I was going to make an example of him. Right, so after the show, he's chummy with me.
Yeah.
Oh.
But here we go. So chummy, in fact, he goes, I'm the guy, blah, 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 with the hot dogs. Hey, bitch. Hey, man. Nigger, bitch. Right?
Oh.
Nigger, bitch, right?
Oh, nope. Nope.
What? So what happened was,
I love when Derek gets angry.
What? What? Because I look around like, is this happening? Like, am I being pumped? You fuck. So I was like, he said nigger bitch, so I did this one.
Yeah.
And then he said it twice. Then the host came, and then the manager came.
Yeah.
And he started rolling his sleeves up.
Yeah.
Where'd he go? And so I cussed him out. He started going down the steps.
Yeah.
He was like, I see him, I messed up. Because he's still Canadian.
Yeah. They rowdy too, though.
They are rowdy.
Yeah.
So when I'll knock your punk out, all the black shit. I put on my best black shit.
Yeah.
Knock your punk ass out. You better shut the fuck up next time. Who the fuck you think you talking to? Like that good stuff. The stuff my
like
grandma talking.
The hits.
Yeah.
The hits. Who the fuck you think you talking to?
Yeah.
Works everywhere.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. That's universal. You should say that.
Yeah.
If you turn it up,
if you point with all of your fingers.
Yeah.
Who the fuck that chop?
Put the thumb away. Good. Don't put the thumb in there.
Who the fuck?
Tuck it. Tuck the thumb. There we go.
Because people know.
Yeah. This is quick.
Oh.
But if your thumb out, you're going to break your thumb.
Yeah, you're going to break your thumb. So you go, it's like a quit. So I've seen that. So
good
I did
move,
that.
Guys.
Did the whole the hits all the way down. They're chasing him down the steps. Yeah. Host is mad. He's an ex-hockey player.
Yeah.
He was ready to throw down for me.
Yeah.
Because I was, we was friends. I made friends with the host and the feature. We went to the mall with Vancouver. We was talking shit about comedy. I was we was snapping on each other. We was writing jokes before we got on stage.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I was like, do a 1917 joke, because we all went to go see 1917.
Yeah.
So I was like, do a 1917, and I'll do one after you. And it's like just comedy games.
Having fun.
So they was like, oh, I fuck with this dude. So when dude said it, I had some riders with me.
Yeah.
So I was like, but man, people get too fucking comfy.
Yeah.
So you start, because especially with guys and they drunk, and then y'all the girl podcast, guys, we fucking, y'all both look good. Of course, they're going to put that little alpha bullshit on. So, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm more scared of women, though.
You do.
After women have scared the shit. Women
I'm
have
listening.
Made me feel like I'm about to die.
I'm really? Listening.
Yeah. So, American Comedy Company. You've been there? So that
I've heard of it, never been.
So the green room down there is behind a bookshelf.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's it's off the side of the stage.
Yeah.
There's a shelf covering the door, and the actual door is a bookshelf. So it looks
like
it's
like slide that
time.
Shit like Batman?
Exactly.
Okay.
And Corinne was on stage, and we did the show that we did, the same kind of one we did in Vancouver. Yeah. Then she did stand up first, so I went backstage. And a girl comes back in the room, and I was like, hi, hello, hi, what's up?
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, I work here. But she wasn't dressed like she did. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, hey, can I get a picture? And I was like, okay. And then she went to take like a selfie, and right before she pressed the button to take the picture, she slowly turned, I'll never forget this, slowly turned to me and goes,
like, creepily,
I don't work here. I'm like, oh my God. I screamed and Corinne was like, what the fuck? And I was like, and I pushed her out.
Yo.
I was like, you need to get the fuck out right now. That is so fucked up.
She said, I don't
that
work
is
here.
So fucked up.
I don't work here.
Yeah. We've had our dressing room broken into multiple times by women, drunk women that are like, can
see,
we hug you? And I'm like, no.
You going to be on that Bill Bellamy shit?
Nah, man.
Bill Bellamy probably getting handled, like, hassled.
Shout out to my boy Bill, but Bill enables it. He calls women on stage for twerk contests every comedy club.
Wow.
I'm like, come on, Bill. Where's the art form, bruh? I never said this to Bill.
Yeah.
Never said it because it's not my place.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted, like, come on, Bill. We know you're the pretty boy. You know you put these suit-bound, four-piece wearing suit motherfuckers on stage after with you. So that only would... you're putting gas on a lighter, nigga. What are you doing?
Yeah.
But me, maybe. We'll see what happens. Yeah. I can't wait. Because, you know, everybody, I'm notorious for cussing out drunk white women.
Yeah,
I'm
good. I want to see it.
For this.
I love it. Yeah. Like, I'll always go too far. I always go too far, and then somebody will be like, I'll get called the bad guy.
Like, they'll what? Like, what's an example?
All the time. Okay.
Remember that one time at the cellar when the girl was trying to be too.
What happened?
With me?
Yeah, and then we was like, the fuck it. And then Sam J wound up cussing around.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So there, like, I always will do something like if somebody keeps going, I'll get physical, and I shouldn't. Like, I'll flip somebody's drink or whatever. I'll be like,
"That's fun."
We know,
yeah.
Flip a drink,
but then the people go, "Why you gotta act like that?" So because my mind is all right, somebody has to escalate it for this thing to end. That's my mind.
My words are not stopping this.
But that's because that's not a good thing. That's not a healthy thing. I've been yelled at plenty of times, but that's the institutionalization of me, that words go somewhere. Words go to a place, but words won't stop. People just keep going if you don't, like, there can be a bunch of shut the fuck up, you shut the fuck up. But if somebody don't step
either
up,
walk away,
and
or you
be
flip
the
a cup.
Person that gets physical, then it'll never stop. So I'm always the person.
Rose always the person to do this.
I'm always the person to be like, all right, what's up? Get it.
Because we can bark.
Yeah.
We can bark. But Rogo, what you gonna do now, pussy?
What's up?
And I'll be like,
that's great.
Since I've known him. If because I go, uh-oh, he about to tip the cup. Oh. Fuck. And I'll be like, my Ro now. He'd be like,
does the drink spill on him?
Yeah.
That's great.
And that's a metaphor.
They deserve it.
Rogue on, let's see what the fuck happens.
Yeah.
Because but that's not a good thing. Like,
because that's probably what they want. Like, that was what would take them over the edge of anger.
Exactly.
So wait, what happened when you, did you do that to a woman?
No.
Oh, damn.
No.
I would have applauded that.
Always dudes. I've never done that to a woman. Women, you just go back and forth.
You just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, never. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But a dude, what the fuck, bro? And I'm like, I thought you wanted to go there. Like, I didn't know it was just these words. So, but I'm like, I keep getting in trouble, and I feel like I keep
one
getting
painted. One time you get in trouble.
Yeah.
I remember that one time. We came together like goons, man.
Yeah.
We was at the movie theater about to go see Sausage Party.
Yeah.
And homie was with his girl showing the fuck off.
Yeah.
And I wasn't there. But then we was all coming in, me, Jared, you, a couple of, and then Rose was like, hey, man, you got to get up. It's my seat.
No, it was Jared's seat.
It was Jared's
seat. I was right next to Jared, but I'm like, hey, man, you got to, because Jared is my, he's my homie.
Yeah.
But he did, like, he was like, oh, I think this is my seat.
And Jared was playing corporate man. Oh. I work at Sony.
Yeah.
I'm a PlayStation guy. I can't fuck up. So we like, all right, so you going to play the,
And it pissed me off.
I hate when niggas do, and you know it's the seat.
Yeah, yeah.
And it fucked with me, because I'm like, I've known Jared since I was like in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, don't fucking let nobody take advantage of you, dude. Oh. So I see this, and he's like, I think this is my seat. And a guy straight up goes, he flags him like, get the fuck out of here. And then Jared goes, but, I'm going to just go get security. And I was like, no. I'm like, yo, dude, you got to get up. Yeah. Beat it. I'm like, you got it. I was like, you got to go. And then he got to go. So I take his popcorn and I pour it on his head. And then I go, well, you got to get up now.
Yeah.
And then you're getting up to rumble.
Oh, that's
all
so
of
sweet.
Us, and all of us was just over him. And we all over 6 foot.
Yo.
He turned around and he looked at his girl. He was like, I guess we got to go. over
that's
a cartoon
so sweet.
Movie.
Over a fucking cartoon movie. It's like you can just be like, stop Jeez. Doing that. Yeah. But like most of the other time, because I realized like I'll hear people when I'm like, hey, what's up? And then people go, oh, I heard about you. And I don't want that to be my image. So I'm changing that. But,
yeah, but
to me, that's
sweet.
Like fucking... Because I'm not a bully.
You're not
I'm
a
reactionary. No. I'm very like, yo, stop treating people. I can walk away. But when I feel like somebody's being deliberate, then I'm like, all right.
Yeah. I'll pour your popcorn over your head.
Dude.
It took his popcorn. And his girl and everything. He was like,
wow.
Dude. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
And I had an edible, so I was getting high. I was like, this is cool.
That's why I'm getting a security guard. When I finally pop off, I'm getting security. I'm going to be chilling.
Yeah.
But
that's
the role,
so fun.
I've been called the N-word.
Me too now.
Yeah. Mm. What about you, Christine? Anybody ever be like, yo, nigga?
No.
No?
No.
What's the worst thing that somebody can call you on the road that'll really get you?
Unfunny.
Really?
Well, no. When I was opening up for Tell, I was opening up for Tell at Caroline's between Christmas and New Year's. And there was one night of shows that wasn't good.
Yeah.
The audience, I hated the every other show was really, really good. Like, his audience is amazing. Yeah. And then he calls you up at the end. Like, he calls all the people featured up at the end and they just riff. And then there's this group of dudes to my left. And I didn't like them. They were just like, I fucking hated their attitude. And, and then Dave asked me if he was like, Christina, would you fuck them? And I looked over and I'm like, no. And and then we moved on. And then he's like, whatever, bitch, you're not even funny. And I was like, oh, God. And then he kept going. And I was like, I looked at Dave. I'm like, if you don't change the subject, I'm gonna punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah.
I get mad. I get so fucking pissed. I've never been violent with anybody.
Yeah.
But... I like try me. I'll you know, I can get escalated. I can get angered to the point of like wanting to.
Yeah.
But I've never actually been physical.
That's the Doylestown Lansdowne shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where you're from?
Lansdowne.
Oh yeah, Lansdowne. I've known ladies from Lansdowne. Yeah.
Here we go.
Can you stop?
No, I'm joking. No. So you moved to New York to do acting, correct? Or you just moved here for a better life? To smell trash in Brooklyn every morning.
I went to Penn State and then I transferred colleges so I could intern at SNL.
Wow.
Did you get that internship?
Yeah, the last semester of
fucking
my college
great.
Career.
That's so dope.
I interviewed 3 times and got denied all 3 times. And then the 4th time,
Word.
She felt bad for me. And she was like, just come in on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And I was like,
that's
yes! Because I wanted to be on
you
SNL.
You went to main campus? Penn
yeah,
State?
First year, yeah. Yeah, that was fun. That shit was like Disneyland for 21-year-olds.
World, yeah, I heard Jugular fucked up there.
Fucked up.
What
beyond
is that, Central
belief.
PA or some shit?
In the middle of the mountains.
Yeah.
Happy Valley is the town. And,
Happy Valley.
Happy Valley. And there's these giant mansion frat houses. And they're just, they have like just the fucking slip and slide parties. Like anything you can imagine in like Animal House movies. Like that was all Penn State.
How was it interning at SNL?
Oh, it was awesome. That was like the best days of my
learned
life.
Learned a lot?
Yeah, I learned a lot. I was very eager, but I was like, I've made a point to not be annoying. I interned a lot. That's why when I moved here, I interned for like the show 30 Rock. I interned for Time at Corinne is through interning.
Yeah.
And yeah, that SNL internship was great. I was there, the semester I was there was the Betty White Jay-Z episode.
Okay.
And I walked past Beyonce in the hallway once and I almost passed out. It was like,
damn,
it was so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
To be like, this white girl just fucking dropped on the floor next to me.
Yeah.
They probably stepped over you.
Probably, that was fun, yeah.
What made you get into stand-up? What made you?
At the end of the SNL internship, they have their party on the ice rink. They cover the ice rink, and that's where the end of the season party is.
Yeah.
And I got drunk, and I asked one of the writers, I think it was John Lutz, what I had to do to get on the show. And he was like, you should do stand-up. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
And that's why I did it.
And that's still your goal?
And I went
still
straight to Bringers.
You
I didn't even
Bringers?
Do an open mic. I did Andy Angle's Bringer shows.
At Gotham?
At Gotham, at Broadway. I didn't know about mics.
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
Bringers.
You're still on.
Yeah, but it is embarrassing when you force your poor friends to fucking pay a two-drink minimum and a ticket
price. A two-drink
minimum,
they're like, you better be funny.
Yeah.
I never did Bringers because I know the niggas who support me, and they'll be highly disappointed.
Like, Sam J ripped my ass open yesterday because she found out that I used to take comedy classes.
Oh,
I would have if I knew about those.
Yeah?
I needed something as an intro. introduction to it.
My comedy classes, I learned everything I needed through the people
us.
Who took the comedy classes.
Oh.
And they would just, because they would tell you eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't even have to go, what you learned? They just like, so
he never had to spend the 250
that I spent. This. And he said, if you write a joke like this and you make the bit. And I'm just like.
And I'm excited. Yeah. And he's my friend. So like, of course, I'm be like, yeah, this is basically what we learned.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, cool. Good. And
I should have taken a comedy class because I need structure of some kind. But yeah.
Yeah. That's learned, though. You can learn that through time.
Well, bombing is the best way for me to learn. Because
That's the best way for anybody to learn.
Yeah. And I really, there was a while where I took it to heart. I feel like
unless you're delusional, where you think you do good when you're bombing.
Oh,
that is
sad.
A disease. Yeah.
That's sad. So I'll never be that.
The laughing clown. Like, what the fuck is going on up there? Yeah. Somebody. Like, they think they're killing and they're not, and they don't have no self. That shit is scary.
That's scary. It's scary.
That's when comedy is drama.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there hearing, the soft music playing in the background.
Yeah.
You know how people, in the movies where people look like they're having fun, but something's really wrong with them.
Yeah.
And from the view of the view, you just start.
Yeah.
You feel for them.
Like, oh, man.
You be like, damn.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Like, it's very bad. They up there thinking they're doing good, or they start. Crying on stage.
That's another level of feeling. Ugh.
Yeah, man.
That's cringeworthy.
What the fuck? Like it's dramatic.
Yeah.
What's that? Flowers for
Algernon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When he went back to being off.
Yeah.
We was I was a kid. I was like, damn, he has so much.
Yeah.
And he lost it all, man. Because the mouse with the cheese and the dude was smart, and then he started losing it slower, and then he was back up there being an ass because he didn't have. Oh, man, it was sad.
Yeah, that was a rough one. Yeah. Oh, Flowers for Algernon. I remember
that's
reading
a weird
that
reference,
book.
But I remember watching it in school.
It's a perfect reference, though.
Yo, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, because I've seen, I hate to say it, but I've seen those comments, and it had to leave the room. That's one of the reasons I don't watch stand up.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch stand up because, man, shout out to my homie Godfrey now.
Yeah.
Me and Godfrey used to beef because he thought I stole something from him. Because I used to sit down and watch him because I loved Godfrey.
Yeah.
When I was, before I even did stand up, he had his half hours and he was on Comic View. I'm talking about old Godfrey.
Yeah.
BT Godfrey.
Chunky Godfrey.
And he did.
Godfrey
that.
Was chunky?
Yeah.
He wasn't chunky. He was like,
he's just
like
so jacked.
He was always, he was always very muscular. He was just bigger. Now he's a little lean. Now he's a lot leaned out. But Godfrey looked like he chokeslam a nigga.
Damn.
Yeah. He was Karate Man. So, and watching Godfrey, and I was like, yo, that's the dude from the 7-Up. Because when I first started coming up here. So I'm like, oh, shit. So after a while, I guess that dumb orca whale thing when the white woman got pulled down and got his arm ripped off.
Yeah, top of
the everybody
shit.
Had
a
joke about that.
Yeah.
So he was like, Derek, yo, I heard you say that orca whale, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
You stealing jokes? I think you steal jokes, nigga. This is right outside the comedy cellar, right? So, I mean, get the fuck over yourself, man. And it was just, I gotta get the fuck over myself. So after that, when he was like, I saw you watch me do that joke. I saw you watch me do that joke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
So no more watching comedy.
Yeah.
I just go with my own thoughts. Mm-hmm. So nothing happens. But me and Kyle,
do you watch specials?
I do. But I only watch Dave and Bill. I don't really watch nobody else.
Yeah.
Or if somebody says, watch Deion Coles. It's great. And I'll be like, oh, all right, fair enough. But I don't even watch stand-up like that no more.
Yeah.
Man, I don't like to be influenced.
Yeah. Man. Never.
I like watching specials because I'm like, oh man, they made that a bit. If that thing happened to me, I would have said, is this a bit? And now it's not entertaining enough. And then they sold it like that. That's why I like watching specials. Man.
I'm on the fence. I feel like, how can you get better if you don't see other
people killing
shit?
Like,
you
and
know what I mean? You have to have an arsenal. Meaning, that's what Keith used to beat in my head. Like, you got to know other ways to paint. Like, if it's just too much of one thing, the audience catches on. They catch on to your rhythm. It becomes predictable.
You're the baby.
So you got to, I like the baby, but it's always the da 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 da. I shoot you in the face.
And sometimes he'll even rap through the beat if it ain't even on that beat.
Yeah.
I'll be like, what the?
Yeah. So I go back and forth of, like, sometimes I'll do that and I'll get stubborn and I'm like, I ain't watching nobody. But then sometimes I'm like, let me watch because I know this person is somebody who can switch it up and find different styles and all that shit. So I go through that. Is your goal still to be on SNL?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, because you're killing it. You got a following. You can do theaters. I'm like, what, at this point, why? Just keep going.
I just really like it. Yeah.
You can do your own shit.
Yeah, well, I'm starting to I wrote and shot a movie. This is not like a short film, but yeah, I'm like, dope. Oh, I'm like exploring that kind of thing. Like, because it's always about making your own opportunities.
Absolutely.
Like, you can't ever wait for someone to give you. And I was like, I want to get movie auditions. Why the fuck am I not getting movie auditions? Yeah. I'm just going to make a movie, a short movie that shot in my apartment, super easy, showcases all the things. But I still love SNL. I love SNL. Ugh, I really do. I've been obsessed with it for so long. So it's just like my tradition of being obsessed with it.
Maybe it'll get in on the back end. That's my goal, to be so big that I get invited as a guest.
Yeah. I mean, that would be great.
Shit like that does
But that happen. The shit that's happened so far, career-wise, I'm like, that exceeded my original goal. So I'm like, but I still, I don't know. I have a lot of respect for that show. Yeah. So I don't know.
It is an institution. I've walked through the halls. Like, this is some fucking shit. And then when I saw the Eddie Murphy, I was there for the Eddie Murphy show.
Oh, you were
I was there. Yeah. I was like, and he went on and did Gumby and went in front of Che and Joe's. It was one of the greatest moments in comedy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That episode was crazy.
And what's funny, it was me and Godfrey watching.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, that's
were you at the after
circle.
Party?
I was at all those parties.
Oh, so
what do you mean? Me and you was passing joints to each other.
That
the
was the
whole
after
night.
That was
she was that high. Or she like, who the fuck?
That was
that
the after
night?
After.
Yeah.
That was the after after.
I went to it, but now
so I went to the after. I think I saw a bunch of comics there. And then I looked over and Kurt and I opened for Chappelle once. We were doing a weekend in Comedy Works and Dave was called our agent and was like, hey, can I take your Thursday? And we were like, yup, whatever you want. Yeah. And he allowed us to open for him. And I was like, that was so cool. And so I saw at that party, I saw Lorne, Steve Higgins, and Dave Chappelle talking. Yeah. And I don't know. I was sober. I was like, I don't know what the I have balls. I'm like, I'm going to sit down at that table. In front of Lorne Michaels and Steve Higgins, and Dave goes, huh? And I'm like, Christina, guys, you fucking. He's like, oh, hey, how are you? And he hugged me. I'm like, thank God.
That's so funny.
And then I was
sitting
there.
I like that
there.
He went, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, no.
That's so funny.
I just said something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, remember the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's
and my friends were sitting behind him like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm taking my shot.
That was a good party.
That was fun.
I met Usher.
Oh, really? Did you see Lizzo?
He's
5'8".
5'8"?
5'8", that's small, right?
He just feels
tiny.
He's so small. Because Questlove was next to him.
Yeah.
Quest is just
towering over Usher. And I told Usher, yeah, man, you got me through high school, man. I appreciate that, bro. Just to say that was cool. But I saw Lizzo there.
Yeah,
that
was
walked
cool.
by real quick. She looked kind of nervous.
Well, she looked like she was looking for someone.
Or looking to get out.
Yeah.
Because she had like a real distraught face on.
She did look, yeah.
I was like, what? Are you okay? Like, I don't know. Maybe and then here I go. Here, the comedy stepped in. That's that star shit. I don't give a fuck.
But no, I don't think anyone is comfortable in front of like the lights.
Wait till I get on.
Yeah.
I'm buying jackets that reflect shit so the paparazzi can't even snap shots without a fucking like a glare. The niggas a glare. I can't even.
I want that shit. I will get that shit for like my wife and baby.
Yeah.
Reflective paparazzi. I'm going to have all that shit. Like, fuck, damn, I can't get a good picture of Derrick Haynes. It's so mysterious like that. So I watch these motherfuckers, I'll be like, all right, because I walked through the party. I don't care. I saw Childish Gambino. It was all them guys was there. So I was
I didn't see him.
I was like, I'm really not tripping.
Yeah.
Because I'm supposed to be here too.
Yeah.
And that's why all these comics in here. So I was like, oh, I guess we make.
Yeah, that was a crazy part. That was really fun.
Crazy
part. That was so fucking fun.
Q-Tip was spinning. I was like, what the fuck are you going to go here?
Yeah.
I was mad shit.
Because I was still in Philly because Chris died. This nigga got back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't hang. Nigga, I was hurt. So I was like,
we went to Chris's funeral. Chris's like memorial.
Earlier that day.
Earlier that day. So. Me, Dave Temple, Chloe, and all of them, we just like chill for a while.
Yeah.
Got two cheesesteaks and like.
Where at?
We went to Alexandro's.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went there. That shit is delicious.
Yeah. I've heard of that. I don't think I've gotten a cheesesteak there yet.
Like, delicious. Like, people, I always thought like fucking gym steaks and all that shit was good.
Gym's,
and then
Pat's,
Dave,
Gino's.
Yeah, and Dave was like, no. Go to Alexandro's. D'Alessandro's. He was like, it's the best cheesesteak.
Okay,
like,
I'm going to try that
one. All right. And we compared it. I ate two cheesesteaks that day. Back to back, nigga. Bang, bang. Ain't that how Louis do it? I went bang, bang.
Two cheesesteaks.
Amina was there, too. And she ate a half. She ate like a little piece of mine or whatever. So like we ate, chilled, talked, and then we went back to the city. And then yeah, that was it.
And then you went to see the show that
he left like immediately after the funeral. So he got there. Yeah.
Richie Redding was driving, so yeah. We went right back. And then
you got to see Eddie Murphy.
I'm gonna go see him. Because I needed a break.
We both coped two different ways. I was like, I'm gonna eat two cheese steaks.
With his wife and the friend. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go potty.
You got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do.
And that's how it's been.
Yeah.
I'll be out. Like, every time, yo, Derek, all right, he.
Yeah, just go be a little
check
wild.
Check on me by looking at my Instagram story. Yeah. Where he at? If I'm out here doing this,
he's good. He's good. He's safe.
Oh, the nigga's doing selfie videos at a party.
Yeah.
Talking about, and then that retard is fine. He's over there doing his thing.
He's healing himself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Are you a partier still?
Yeah.
You still fucking party?
We was hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, so you still go hard?
Yeah.
Hutch can hang.
Yeah. I can hang.
3-4, sun coming out.
Yep.
We be, Hutch hang.
I feel like I only got like
no
two
black
of them
music
in me.
Bobbing the head right now. Party last night. I saw rapping to one of the party songs at
what
the party stand.
The stand.
Oh, the Patrice John.
Yeah.
I landed exactly. What time did I land? I landed at like 8 and then I was just like, I'm going to chill. Yeah.
No, I love part. I have FOMO bad.
Oh shit!
I just have it, and I might as well just cave into it and just accept it and go party.
Yeah, well, if I
go party.
Yeah, do you?
There's always little shrimps and sliders and macaroni balls
pizza.
Around here. Pizza,
fried
everywhere.
Mac and
it's
cheese.
The stand, right? The stand is always gonna have
great
Chef
food.
Harold was fucking around. Rib plates was going out. He was like, "Dang,
damn."
They had nigga
all the food. They killed Patrice. All the fucking food that took Patrice out.
Absolutely.
That's what they around did.
Yeah, they had a special menu for him.
They had chicken on mini pancakes. Yeah. I said, we all dying. I said, my blood probably got Swedish fish swimming around. All this goddamn sugar bread and chicken I've been eating. Just, if you look at my blood, through a telescope, Swedish fish swimming upstream. That nigga fucked up. Dude. That boy got sweet blood. You understand that? Oh, shit. Well, I think we've come. So
God damn it. I feel like we just started.
Yeah.
Is that
it's
right?
It's fun.
Yeah, it's 55 minutes.
Jesus Christ. I don't know. I don't even feel like I got to ask you any questions.
We had a good time.
Really you want to plug some stuff? Or just
I'm headlining Helium in Philly, February 6th to the 8th.
I'll be. Really nice.
Go see Christina Hutchison at Helium. February.
6th to the 8th.
And I think her episode, your episode should be out before that. So yeah, it'll, Anything you got?
Thanks
for having me. How was
Utah? Utah was fucking fun.
You meet any Mormons out there?
I didn't even stay that long. Oh, okay. I performed at the Sundance Festival thanks to Ida Rodriguez. She put on the show called Set to Set. Basically, like, it was me, comic named Danielle Perez, and Ida hosted it, and we both did like 15 to 20 minutes about like personal shit. And she had like her producer friends there and all that. Like the black and the Hispanic ones, you know, the people who like really out there trying to look for talent. And the show was fun.
The tongue rollers. The tongue rollers. All the tongue rollers out. Rodriguez.
Yeah.
This is Aurora Perez. He's TMZ, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Telemundo producer of this show. Get the fuck out. All these guys. Look, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen. I've met so many people in this industry that I kind of go, oh, you the guy with that name that goes with that.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Industry fucks.
Derek hates the industry. I'm fine. I'm like, I don't know. It's just me. I don't
and
get excited to
me
meet
nice.
Anybody.
That's
yeah.
Good.
They're all nice. Everybody was fun. People offered me jobs and shit. And I was just like, okay, all right.
I guess I'll take it.
But I was like, I mean, it ain't real until somebody
there's
goes.
There's a contract.
Yeah. But no, I had a good time. They literally, Sundance does not fuck around. They flew me in and flew me out. They flew me in that day, landed at 12, picked me up at 6, went to perform, took me back to the hotel, sent me right the fuck back out.
Wow.
Yeah, they
do
not
one and done.
Play.
Yeah.
I felt like that was like foster care all over again. It was like, do your little dance, nigga.
Oh, wow.
Do your shit, have fun. Boop.
See
you. I see you. No, that shit was fun, man. Ida definitely looks out for other comics.
She's pure comic.
She's pure comic. She doesn't fuck around. And I had a good time, man. Utah was fun. I didn't get to meet no Mormons. But the first time I was there, I did Wise Guys.
Oh.
And I hung out, and I had some, like, Mormons come to the show. It ain't like people say it is, because the first time I did it, I'm like, ain't y'all supposed to be in the house and all that? And it's like, shut the fuck up. Like, we out here having fun. Like,
in Utah.
Yeah,
Mormons
Utah.
Can party.
They fucking get
and
down.
And ex-Mormons really party.
Dude, Rumspringers.
Yeah.
That's not Mormon. Rumspringers.
Yeah, that's like, Amish.
That's Amish.
Oh, whatever. The same you know, shit.
Similar. Very similar.
It's all this weird. Yeah. White Muslims, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Amish. Wait.
That's great so bit.
White
I like that.
Muslims.
That's really funny.
That's basically white Islam. That's what
yeah,
the fuck
yeah, yeah,
is. Well, hold
yeah.
on. So Mormons believe in, like, the whole, like, what is it? They
I
believe
don't
in
a seven
Jesus,
wives and
but, like,
Lord.
Yeah.
But a different Jesus. They believe in the reincarnation of Jesus.
I
like,
think
yeah.
so.
They John the Smith resurrection or some shit like that.
Like yeah. you know, you remember the game we did when I was a kid? There, all the kids yeah. throw the parachute up.
I used to love that game.
Running. That's more, like Jesus in the middle of that. So all his wives and this dude, they yeah. run in the middle. And,
they're like, we're going to touch on each other and all this shit. Because...
when the parachute falls, we
yeah.
touch on each other because it's holy under the thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But Mormons don't celebrate shit.
Yeah,
they
just,
don't. Like, no birthdays, no.
And all witnesses, it's all.
That's why
the same shit.
But that's yeah. why they got all them fucking sex lawsuits and shit because they don't celebrate nothing. When you don't celebrate
yeah.
a birthday, of
you
course you're gonna touch
it
on your sister.
Yeah. Yeah,
or go out and fuck a lamb or some shit. Go fuck a sheep in the middle of the night because you know it would a person be bad, but it, you know,
yeah,
sheep
yeah,
ain't gonna say
sheep's
shit,
not gonna say anything.
And now you're gonna go fuck sheep, and then you love the Lord.
And then,
that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Amish, what? Don't brush their teeth.
Huh?
Right? They don't believe in that shit. They still use horse and carriage. Just like a Mormon will fucking drive a car.
They'll use electricity.
Yeah.
Mormons.
Mormons use electricity.
But
Amish
they dress
don't
like
fuck
they don't.
With that shit. Amish make their own butter.
Yeah.
But no, the Amish market is great. But now that yeah. they don't brush their mouth.
They don't brush their teeth. This yeah. thing is fucking hardcore drug users.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would too.
Oh, big time.
There's yeah. a lot of it. There's a lot of that
Gotta
shit.
Have
you
something.
Lived in, but you're well, not that far from where they live.
Clickety
yeah.
clacks.
Yeah.
Down 30.
Yeah. My ex,
down 30
my
west.
My ex-boyfriend lived in by
yeah.
Lancaster.
Yeah. Lancaster.
And
best pretzels in the world. Down.
They always, yeah. you always see them on the side of the road, their horse and buggy.
That
yeah. Yeah. Always.
They claim the fame.
Always.
They have goddamn soft pretzels. No. Shout out to the
yeah,
Amish
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And the strictures and the structures you got with your God because, man, the amount of salt. And butter that y'all put on one of them
yeah.
salt pretzels is goddamn
Big.
Godly. You under
here? Rocks of salt.
It's goddamn godly. Thank you, white Muslims. And with that being said, I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Munro Martin.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
And this has been another splendiferous episode
of No Need for Apologies.